This is Senator Al Simpson. Countries all over the earth are turning their backs on communism. So why does South Africa's Nelson Mandela lead the charge towards this discredited form of government? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you welcomed Mandela with open arms to America. Maybe you can explain for us his incendiary remarks calling Gaddafi, Castro, and Arafat his comrades in arms. Clearly, those three cats are responsible for most of the world's terrorism and human rights violations. So why does he want to sidle up to those bums? Thomas Jefferson would never have hung out with Al Capone. And most confusing of all is Mandela's embrace of communism at a recent rally. Before a huge crowd, he pledged full support to the ideals of communism. A time warp. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised, since half of his top guys in the ANC are hardline Marxists. So most of the communist world is throwing off the yoke of oppression, Ted. Why does your buddy Mandela go the other way? What's he really up to?
Al, have you ever heard of apartheid? Nelson Mandela has millions of friends and supporters today, but there was a time when he didn't. The CIA helped put him in jail in South Africa in the 1960s. For years, the United States collaborated with the racist system of apartheid that oppressed his fellow citizens. Under President Reagan in the 1980s, you right-wingers went totally into the tank for apartheid, Al. You abandoned the ideals for which America fought its own revolution and civil war. To Nelson Mandela, the United States was an accomplice in his imprisonment, and you were one of his jailers, Al. Whatever else we say about Gaddafi, Castro, and Arafat, and I agree they're bad apples, it's not hard to understand why Nelson Mandela refuses to condemn them or his communist supporters now. They sided with him in his darkest hour, when you were siding with apartheid. You're no one to be throwing stones, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.